Hello and welcome, uplifting viewers. On today's Cinema Scene, we will examine three films that explore spiritual growth. Always, The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry, and Johnny. Our first feature is Always, a 1989 remake of the 1943 romantic drama A Guy Named Joe. It is written by Jerry Belson, starring Richard Dreyfuss as Pete Sandich, John Goodman as Al Yackey, and Brad Johnson as Ted Baker. Beautiful Holly Hunter is Dorinda Durston, and the iconic Audrey Hepburn gives her final performance as Angel Happ. In the movie, our hero Pete and his best friend Al are aerial firefighters who drop fire retardant slurry to put out forest fires. Pete's girlfriend Dorinda, a pilot herself, works as a dispatcher on the same base. One of the best pilots, Pete, is also fun, idealistic, and bold. It's a thrill for him to take risks while flying, but Pete's reckless behavior takes a toll on his loved ones, and Al and Dorinda eventually convince Pete to take a safer job, such as training firefighting pilots in Colorado.
Al told me about this training school he heard about in some place called Flat Rock, Colorado. And they're looking for a commanding officer, and I was wondering, why don't I take you to Colorado, and you could be my girl, and I could teach these kids how to fight fires.
Just as Dorinda is feeling excited to start a new life with Pete, the couple gets a phone call from Al, who is heading off on an emergency job. Pete decides to join him as his last mission. During the ensuing dangerous mission, Pete sacrifices his own life in order to save Al from his burning airplane. He arrives in heaven, where he meets Angel Happ. She explains to Pete his new existence and future role. Just as he had been helped invisibly when it was most needed during his lifetime, it is his turn now to silently guide others. 6 months has passed, and Dorinda is still mourning Pete's death. A new firefighting pilot named Ted Baker is being trained by Al. Pete is assigned to be Ted's invisible guide. He enjoys his new role at first, until he realizes that Ted seems to be the one who is able to bring a smile to his beloved Dorinda's face once again. Pete must learn to resolve his conflicted feelings in order to fulfill his duties. Directed and co-produced by the legendary Steven Spielberg, Always is a great movie about the true meaning of unconditional love.
And you think you did all that by yourself?
Well, there was certainly nobody else up there with me.
There was, Pete.
There was?
There was someone like you. And behind him, there was someone else. Maybe someone who learned what he learned on a motorized box kite. And if you think of it, you knew that. But you had a different word for it.
I did? What word?
It's what flyers and piano players and everyone else count on. They reach for it, they pray for it, and quite often, just when they need it most, they get it. It's breathed into them. It's what the word means, spiritus, the divine breath, inspiration.
Inspiration, yeah.
Let us now take a look at the 2009 Christian production, The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry. In the film, 12-year-old Dustin, played by Jansen Panettiere, and his two best friends, Albert, played by Frankie Ryan Manriquez, and Mark, played by Alan Isaacson, are looking forward to a fun-filled summer in 1970. Dustin befriends the 75-year-old Mr. Sperry, played by Gavin MacLeod, when he begins mowing the elderly man's lawn. Mr. Sperry also offers to pay Dustin to mow the lawn of Mr. Barnes, who lives next door. But he does not want Dustin to reveal to his neighbor that he is the benefactor. Mr. Barnes appears quite stubborn and unfriendly and initially refuses Dustin's offer to help. As Dustin continues with this summer job, he gets distracted by his feelings for a girl, Tanya, played by Bailey Garno. When Mr. Sperry finds out about Dustin's crush, he shares his own story of falling in love for the first time at about the same age as Dustin. He wisely tells the boy to put his trust in God's arrangement. Mr. Sperry then invites Dustin and his friends to return on Friday afternoon and promises more interesting stories on God, as well as delicious chocolate cake. Thus, a Bible study is born, and throughout the summer, more and more kids join.
Thanks again, Mrs. Berry.
Yes, thank you.
Would you enjoy another Bible lesson? We can meet again next Monday afternoon at the same time. What do you say?
Sure, I can be there.
Yeah. Me too. Will there be more chocolate cake? Albert.
I don't know, Albert. I've been leaning more towards chocolate ice cream.
Okay.
I think it's better.
All right.
Dustin wants to ask Tanya out, but Nick, the town bully, played by Taylor Boggin, also likes her. Nick eventually joins Mr. Sperry's Bible study and mends his ways. When Dustin finally gathers the courage to approach Tanya, instead of asking her out on a date, he invites her to the Bible study. One day, as Dustin arrives at Mr. Sperry's house, a crowd has gathered and he learns that his elderly friend has passed away. Will Dustin find out what was the relationship between Mr. Sperry and Mr. Barnes? And what exactly are the secrets of Jonathan Sperry? Directed by Rich Cristiano, who co-wrote the film with his brother Dave Cristiano, The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry is a heartwarming movie that has a relevant message of love, forgiveness, and faith in God.
Scripture says the tongue is a fire full of deadly poison. It's one of the smallest parts of the body, but it can do the most good or the most harm. So be careful what you say. Use your words to bless people, not to criticize or gossip about them. It's easy to put people down. Anyone can do that. But you, be different. Stand up with your kindness.
Our final movie today, Johnny, shows how a person's faith can make a difference in the lives of others. Directed by D. David Morin, who co-wrote the film with David Michael Anthony and Alan Smithy, the 2010 production stars Jerry Phillips as Johnny Bell, Mel Fair as Dr. Carter, Aubyn Cole as Kayla, and Musetta Vander as Julia. 10-year-old Johnny is a terminally ill foster child suffering from leukemia, which has put him in and out of hospitals all his life. Now Johnny has to go see yet another specialist, Dr. Carter. Despite his unfortunate condition, he has strong faith in God. He firmly believes that he has a special mission in this ephemeral world and that God will put him into a loving family before he dies. Having lost his own 10-year-old son, Robbie, and still deeply pained, Dr. Carter is very impressed by Johnny's high spirits and positive attitude. Dr. Carter feels helpless and unable to console his wife, Julia, who blames herself for Robbie's death. Even after 2 years, Julia still cannot move on and has nearly shut herself down with sorrow, which has made both Dr. Carter and their younger daughter, Kayla, very sad. Knowing that Johnny may not have much time left to live, Dr. Carter is determined to make his dream come true by taking him home. Even though his wife is against the idea, Dr. Carter hopes that Johnny's presence will somehow lift Julia's defeated spirit, just as it did his. Kayla and Johnny quickly become good friends, and Johnny even tries to explain to Kayla about God. Happily going to school with Kayla, Johnny begins to feel more and more like the other normal kids, and his honesty and courage eventually win the companionship of many of his peers. Long before taking Johnny in, Dr. Carter had promised his colleague, Dr. Miller, played by Lee Majors, that he would go on a retreat with him. Wanting to spend more time with Johnny, he decides to cancel. Johnny has a strong intuition that this retreat will be important for Dr. Carter and insists that he goes as planned. After Dr. Carter leaves home, Johnny tries to get through to Julia, but she is overwhelmed and unable to handle the situation. She ends up calling Children's Social Service, who come to take Johnny away. As Johnny's situation worsens, will he have enough time to finish his special mission on Earth? This touching movie demonstrates how faith can help turn any negative situation into one of love, hope, and growth.
See, I believe in God, and I believe that God put dreams in our hearts. Each of us has our own dream of who we want to be. And God put that there. And He created each of us with God-given talents to achieve those dreams. But no matter what we do with our lives or what great things we achieve, it means nothing if we don't love each other. And we need God's love to do that. If we let His love flow through us, we can have a supernatural impact on this world.
always, The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry and Johnny are three films with touching stories that serve as reminders of the omnipresent blessings of the divine. Cherished viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next after Noteworthy News, may Heaven's light be the guiding force of your life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.